David, first of all, did you make good use of the last couple of weeks then with an international break?
Yeah, we did. You know, we'd identified the lads that had done most of the training time before the international break. We had a very consistent team, a consistent 11 players all playing, apart from Jim O'Brien, who come into the Ipswich game. So, yeah, once we'd identified the players that played the most game time, we left some back here and worked on individual aspects. And then just we took everyone as an individual, and whatever game time that they played and training time, we just made sure that everybody got enough work in the 2 weeks that they needed to get in. So some players got a bit more time off than others, and others, you know, played a game down at Leicester, and it's been good. I think mentally, it's been good for the players to sort of spend a little bit of time with the families. But certainly the players that we've had in, it's given us a chance to get them up to speed as well.
I just wonder, is this quite an important international break? Because it's kind of the calm before the storm, isn't it? Before you get into all the Christmas games when it comes thick and fast.
I think that's what we looked at it and said, yeah. You know, very important that the next 4 to 6 weeks are just as intense as you're going to get. Certainly with you know, the Christmas drive and just beyond that. So really important that we freshen the lads up. And I could tell, you know, the training sessions we've had this week have been excellent. The energy's been there, the intensity's been there, and there's been a real competition and a fire. So yeah, it has been good, but the lads enjoy work, they enjoy coming into work, and we do as a staff. So, you know, a couple of days off and you do miss the place.
And of course, the other side to it this last couple of weeks is you've had guys representing their country. So how good is it for Barnsley to have players doing that and having that honour?
It's excellent, isn't it? You know, Scott Wiseman didn't want to train with his team today. He was a bit beneath him, so... It's give Scott a bounce, and I'm delighted for Scott, especially with the result as well. I was a bit worried that, you know, if they didn't get it right and the organisation wasn't right, then, you know, he could get a bit of a beating. But Scott, and I think what it's meant for their country is something quite special, and Scott's been a part of that. And he was telling us about the Mer coming in crying after the game, and it just means so much to them people, you know, that they've been able to stage and play in a game. So delighted for Scott, obviously. Peds has played against great opposition. He's come back in and looks a little bit tired over the last 24 hours. But they do a lot of travelling, you know. They do a lot of travelling and a lot of going around the country and training. So we've looked at them all. Diggers has had a great, you know, a great time with the 19s. And again, he's got a spring in his step. And Butts, even though he didn't have much to do, again, just that experience and being around it and feeling it, it's good for them guys.
I suppose that's the only drawback, isn't it, when you have guys going away, that they are going to travel an awful lot. Do you have to just sort of manage that, sort of say, you know, this week before the game, we're not perhaps going to push them as much as some of the others?
Again, it is individual. It has to be. You know, you have a plan before you come in every morning. I get a plan, I do my session plan of the night. And sometimes when you look in the whites of the eyes and you see what they need and the players need, sometimes you've got to swerve it and change it, because... You know, it's no good having a player on the training ground if he can't fully commit to everything you want him to do and focus and concentrate on the aspects of your work. And certainly the international boys who's come back have been sort of jaded. And again, I think emotionally for someone like Scott Wiseman, to a seasoned international campaigner, it's just water off a duck's back. But I think the emotional attachment and the euphoria behind what Gibraltar did, you know, there's an energy around Scott, and it's great to see.
Is it quite a healthy group at the moment? Because you have had injuries, haven't you, this year? But have you finally sort of turned the corner in that regard?
I think so. You know, again, we played a 21s game on Wednesday, Tuesday night, which I went to, and the energy from the lads and the display was outstanding. And the lads that, you know, played Thomas Sisker and Kelvin Atuu and Diggers ran the game. I was delighted. So, you know, even the players that aren't in this squad get looked after. All right, in the starting 11. It's really important we do that. And, you know, I've been left out of squads as a player and, you know, teams. And it's important that all them lads understand how important they are to me and to the football team.
Are there some players, I'm not talking about specifically at this football club, that the idea of playing an under-21 game to sort of try and impress and try and, I don't know, put yourselves in the manager's mind might be a bit beneath them, that they say, oh, I don't fancy that?
Yeah, I do think so. You know, they certainly wouldn't be at this football club. I've played Jason Scotland. Bobby Assel's asked to play at times. Players have asked to play. And I love it. You know, it's what I grew up in, the A and B team leagues. You had experienced players you played with and you learnt off and you respected and you looked up to. I think, you know, the 21s league at times keeps you immature as a player. It doesn't allow you to spend that time with real seasoned pros and good pros, because we have got some excellent pros at this football club. And to play with Jason Scotland and a young striker, Danny Rose or a John Coffey, it has to bring you on. You've got to learn off his movement and understanding and Bobby's organisation and the way he competes for everything. And I think it's, for me personally, if you can have a splattering of good pros, and that's the key, that the good pros, I do think it brings your game on as a 21-year-old.
Did Lewin Nyatanga play in that game? And where's he at the moment?
Tang's come through the game. He played 45 minutes at left back, and then he did 45 minutes at left centre half. And again, he's we're trying to get him up to speed. The 21s game are probably 30% less than where the championship's at, maybe more. So that's where he's at now. He's right in the middle of playing some 21s games and being, you know, trying to get him ready for championship football, which it's a difficult ask at times.
Is it ever possible without actually just being out there on the field that you can get up to that pace?
Probably not, but I think, like, you know, I look at Nolts now, and we've had Nolts watch the last two games, and Jim's getting up to that pace. Even in League One, it gets you nearer than the 21s. So yeah, we've done a similar thing to Ruben. Rubes has got a spring in his step where he didn't play on Tuesday. He should have had a day off, and Rubes has come in, and you could see that he was in a good place. He really wants the competition, and he was really excited about the competition. He come on for half a game, got man of the match, and you know, Rubes, I'm delighted that Rubes has took the decision to go out on loan.
I want to come back to that in a minute. I mean, is a loan spell something you could consider with Lewin Nyatanga, just to get him some games, you know, for a month to try and get him to that fitness?
Possibly. You know, the form of John Mavoto and Cranes, you know, and we've had a settle back four, and I think the improvement's been noticeable. And you know, the last time out was a clean sheet, so we're making strides in that area department. And I'll view that, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I'll view that. But we can't leave ourselves short. And you know, once they've gone out for the first month, I've no charge on getting them back until they've done the first 28 days. And then obviously we'd put a 24-hour recall in with whichever player we got out on loan. So it's a possibility, but it's something I'm not exploring at the minute.
Ruben Noble Lazarus then has gone to Scunthorpe. Just tell us how that came about, because the fans sort of have mixed views on it. Some said, well, why have we loaned him out? And others saying, well, we can understand it, he's a young player, perhaps needs some football. So what was the plan with that move?
I think it's been a plan from day one. At a football club, you've got to look at progression. You've got to look at players playing at the adequate level. And if you watch Ruben playing the 21s, he surpassed that level quite a long time ago. He's been playing 18s football for too long. And I think the real measure of anyone is getting out and playing competition. And, you know, for the Scunthorpe fans, it meaning something to the fan that you're playing for. And he's done that. And he can do that at Scunthorpe. Very difficult when you're playing the 21s to stimulate yourself and keep yourself stimulated for too long. We've got a lot of competition down the left and right and the wings. And where I sort of earmarked Ruben as a potential wing back, that opportunity's probably gone now as we've gone to a flat back four in a different system. So I didn't want Ruben getting destimulated and falling out of love of what is the game. And it's just another part of his development. He's never gone out. He's never experienced anything different. He's always known Barnsley. But I think the chat every Ruben himself, and he really wanted the opportunity and really wanted that chance and to get out playing, which tells you that, you know, does he feel he'd gone stale? So I just think it works for both parties, and we're only sort of 20 days having him back here and possibly being on a 24-hour recall unless we're Brian going. It changes the goalpost, but certainly Rubes' quality will be on show at Scunthorpe now. And, you know, he's got to really play for the fans and the club he's playing for now.
It's a different environment and a change of scenery and maybe coming out of a comfort zone sometimes, a good thing for most young footballers.
Yeah, because it can be a comfort zone. You know, you're not having to play under any real pressure. If you lose a 21s game, you know, nobody's really ever going to get sacked. And Ruben's now got to focus and play where there's real pressure, and you see that intensity. The intensity will probably hot up from the 21s at Barnsley to probably 50% at a League 2, League 1 club, because that there's so much riding on it. You know, the same thing that's riding on our first team performances rides on them performances, and Rubes will feel that, and I think it's great, and I think it hots your competition up. But when he came in the other day with the lads, there was a definite spring in his step, and he looked in a good place. And that's all I care about for each and every one of our players.
And this will be a good challenge for him as well. You know, the manager has gone at Scunthorpe, so now he's going to be in a different kind of pressure, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, because it was Brian that, you know, took him in and watched the 21s to take him out of that. So, you know, he's got another challenge, which is to try and impress the new man who comes to the helm. So it's another, you know, it's another story on the journey of Ruben Noble Lazarus at the minute.
How's Luke Steele's back?
We're just not getting any clarity, and it's frustrating, to say the least. It's frustrating for Luke. You know, he trained for about an hour and 20 minutes the other day, and you know, he was getting back to somewhere near, and after that length of time of being on the back, he's took a, you know, he's took a backward step. So seen another specialist, and you know, we're just working out the next plan, but I've no real time scale or clarity on how long it's going to take. So we've got a real concern now over that, and you know, we'll get Luke to see the best, because we need some clarity as a football club. We need clarity to the injury, but Luke needs it, because it's really frustrating, and you can see that, you know, he's having one day of training, 2 days off, one day of training, one day off, one day of training, 3 days off, and we're just going round in a vicious circle at the minute. So we need to find an answer, and that's what the club's trying to do.
Sounds very similar to issues that other goalkeepers have had. It's, you know, when they get a back problem, it can be quite persistent, can't it? I mean, we've spoken to Chris Kirkland a lot, and the things that he went to try and get his back sorted. Is it sort of something now where you've really got to work hard on this to find out what the problem is and try and find a solution?
Yeah, you know, you can only go off what the specialist and the medical people are telling you, and we've seeked the best, we've gone to the best, and but it is only an opinion, so we might have to go and look elsewhere and see if another opinion or another way of doing things helps out. There's always different ways of treatment and a different way of trying to do something. But certainly, you know, Luke's important to this football club, and we've got to sort of uncover everything we can to try and get Luke back on the playing field and training, because, you know, being injured at any level is frustrating. But when you're someone like Luke who loves his football and wants to get out there, then it's important that we find a solution, but at the minute we're not finding that solution.
In terms of the transfer market, the low window closes at the end of this month, doesn't it? Do you anticipate that, you know, either more players will be going out on loan or anybody will be coming in that time frame?
Again, there's a possibility. You know, we've had inquiries for quite a number of our players who's been on the periphery. The other night, the phone call was hot because of, you know, the performances of the lads that have played. So I envisage up to... It's been slow because, obviously, with financial fair play, I think everybody's full. I think the squads are full. I think that, you know, the phone calls that we've had off other clubs, and you know, they weren't being disrespectful, but some of the wages that they've offered was quite poor. But, again, that's because they're up to the limit. So it has had a knock-on effect to the loan system, the loan market, and we're feeling the heat of that. But I think coming to next week, things might free up a little bit. And there's always a frantic rush. We've got a few options. We've got a few options out there that we're looking at and we're monitoring closely, and we'll just see if one drops in, and that might allow one to go out.
I just wonder, as managers, if you have to adjust to the way that football has gone, because I know that you don't want to work short term, you don't want to bring players in for a month or two, you want to think long term, but you kind of have to do it, don't you, these days?
You do, short, medium and long, you do. You've got to have... You can't, you know, you concentrate on the short always. You've got half an eye on the medium, and then, you know, you've got a little percentage on the long. But yeah, you're right. That's football. That's what the stats are telling you. You know, I think it's down to something like 12 months that your management stays. Now Sir Alex is, you know, retired. I think it's probably 6 months or something. So on average, and that's the job we're in. But you certainly got to keep focused and concentrating on the now. And that's what we are doing. But, you know, a good football club, a good infrastructure is always keeping its eye on players and keeping its eye on what's there if, and pressing the button if. Because, you know, the international, you know, you just sat by the telly watching everything you can and making the phone calls after just hoping that no one's got injured. We could have had that week, we could have had three injuries, and then you're short again. So, you're spinning plates, you are, for sure. But it's just how good you become at spinning plates.
I just wonder, you know, thinking long term, are you also looking out and seeing young players, not just in this country? There's a newspaper report that says you've been considering a young Irish player called Daryl Horgan? Are you sort of just looking around and seeing if you can bring young players in as well, with a view to sort of maybe sort of creating this development aspect of the club?
I think with Paul Heckingbottom and the 21s, and now we've had the pitch put down, and we're trying to build an infrastructure to be able to do that. It's no good bringing players in if you can't look after them, or can't house them, or can't train them right. And the first real year of it, which is this year, it's given us a great opportunity to do that. You know, Daryl's come in for a few days and we've had a look at him, and you know, we're going to continue to do that towards the back end of this week. But there's now an opportunity to other players for us to be able to look at them, see what they've got. It's important that they train with the first team on a couple of occasions to see, because you're always, you know, that's your barometer and your benchmark. So we try and do that without affecting what we're doing. But yeah, we've got to do that, because we've got to look, we've got to unearth that next gem, and we've got to try and make sure that we're always, like I said, got one eye on the short, medium and long-term development of the club and the team.
Let's quickly talk about the game. Millwall are the next opponents. What do you make of them so far?
Well, you know, I know Steve as a player and what he represented as a player, and followed his work in Scotland. And I think he always had ambition to come down to England and play his trade. And I think he's got a wonderful opportunity at Millwall. Possibly the start of the season, a bit like everything when you're new to something, I think it possibly was a bit of a real startling experience. Them first five or six games at the tempo and ferocity of a championship game probably took him by surprise, I'd have thought. And then they've really sort of rectified and gone out and spent quite a lot of money recruiting, you know, good championship players. So we know we're coming up against good players, good quality players, and a team that, you know, has been moulded by Steve Lomas, who was a real competitor as a player. So I'd expect nothing more than Steve Lomas' team that's got energy, it's got desire, and it's got a real will to win this football match. But, you know, it's the same thing that I stand for every day, and the football club stands for now. And it's something that, you know, we'll be taking a team down there that won't lie down, and we'll certainly be energised by the rest we've had and the run we've been on.
Is that something that all managers experience? It doesn't matter how sort of experienced you are as a player or as a manager, when you first start to work in the Championship, it kind of just hits you. And did you find that when you first came here?
Without a doubt. First game against Middlesbrough, you know, as a coach, you're coaching at a certain level, and I think because it was Middlesbrough and some of the football they played and the movement they created, you know, it, as a football fan, it was exciting to be involved with it, but it was a stark reality to, wow, this is football from a different planet. And, you know, it energises you, it tests you, it makes you think creative and thinking all the time. So, you know, I was certainly ready for the challenge of coming as a coach, manager to the Championship, and it does stimulate you. There's no doubt about that, and it's an exciting world to be in.
Have you seen defensive improvements within your team just before the international break? Do you feel like you have tightened up at the back, or as a team generally?
Without a doubt, you know, when we're creating chances, and the skill to, you know, to any coaching management is to get a group of players to create chance after chance and to be, you know, strong and resilient and organised at the back. And we've been able to do that. You know, I was disappointed as I've ever been at this football club with the Doncaster result. I think the chances we created were good. We weren't ruthless enough, and it really did disappoint me. I can't begin to tell you how much we wanted to win that game as a group and as a football club, and we deserved to. But we've put a lot of work into that back four, but it has been consistent. You know, with Jack backing them up, it's been a consistent back five, if you like. We've tinkered slightly with the midfield four across it, but, you know, we've found a level of performance which at the minute is satisfactory, but we want to continuously improve on, and that's what we've been trying to do on the training ground, which, you know, that's where we'll get our success from. That's what I believe.
Is it a case of just saying we've made these improvements, now let's try and turn these draws into wins?
It's just keep upskilling the quality all the time, you know, whether that's a winger's performance, whether that's link up between two strikers, whether that's two midfield players, or whether it's your back four. So we're looking to continually improve all aspects of the game, because we need to, and, you know, we need to find a consistency in performance, and I think we've possibly done that now. But if it levels out, we're going to lose games. If it improves, we're going to win games, and that's what we're really focusing on.